this home, this neighborhood meeting.
Okay.
I would rather us as a county not be there because we don't have all the answers. The meeting that we had, that one town hall meeting, you know, we had the answers necessary at the time.
Yes.
What they're asking for right now is more questions than we've got answers to, and only thing's going to fix that is some of the time.
I agree with you. I really do.
I mean, that's... Okay. So I'm a... I can talk to the organizers behind that. I just don't think they're going to be sad. The thing what I don't want, if we send representation, even if it's just you and SEMA, my concern is that we won't have answers to the questions because of the time. And all they're going to be is more frustrated. Okay. And then they, based off of what I've interpreted, is they may have the perception that we're withholding information because we don't have the answers. I mean, we were very blunt on the first meeting, but we had answers to all the questions they had at that point.
Yes.
I just think we're a little bit premature. And I talked to one of the organizers last night on the phone, and I was told about the meeting and all that. But, I mean, what I'd like to do is get the Corps to come in and do a water management 101 class. I have the DVD, I mean, the CD, a PowerPoint presentation, and at the same time incorporate that with FEMA-SEMA update.
I agree with you.
And that way we'll have a better idea of we've identified the properties, maybe talk to the owners, homeowners, and kind of have a better game plan of what, because there's a lot more work involved on your part now.
Yes.
Now the declaration has been made. And, I mean, I just think we're premature even sending any county representation.
Well, and I had a number of the same concerns, to be honest with you, because we're really just at a point where we're really trying to bring in information as much as anything. We've been trying to talk to these property owners to find out how much damage did they receive to these homes, but then also do they have flood insurance currently?
Now, I mean, the third day, I mean, if they wanted to go ahead and have, I mean, we could gather that information, but to have answers to questions, I mean, that seems risky. I mean, it seems to me there's a high risk of disappointing the turnout, whatever the turnout is. And, you know, and there's a lot of people that are affected. There's also a lot of people that, I mean, I'd like to be able to tell them, you know, the recovery, the center that FEMA is going to open up, where it's going to be, the hours of operation. We won't have that information Thursday. And that's a critical piece of information they're going to want for some of these recoverable money they've put out of pocket, your rent expense, things like that. So I just think that they're a little early.
I had the same concern. I really did.
And I mean, the other thing is, I hate to say it this way, but I will on air here, is that information is important, but equally important is understanding that water management plan. And if I don't put those two things together, they're not going to care about the water management plan.
I agree.
And I got to make sure people understand this plan better.
I do. I agree with you.
I'll talk to the organizer and see if I can't reschedule. Maybe I do another kind of town hall meeting with the Corps, and by then you'll speak more and just schedule it sooner.
Can we back up to discussions we were having the other day, and you were bringing us up to speed on what you've been doing, where you were headed?
Oh, yes, yes.
Is that all right, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and kind of course, kind of in general terms, we've spent a great deal of time in the last week or two, being completely frank with you, just trying to start out and trying to start making these assessments of these various homes. But some of the other items, I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page. I also have begun just a very initial draft of some zoning regulations. It's something I'm working through. I don't have anything to a point where I'm, you know, ready to present anything to anyone at this time. But I have begun working on some initial zoning regulations. One of the things that I really think is going to help us a great deal is they have already produced an existing land use map. Now, it may not be all-encompassing, but at least it gets us a starting point for an initial zoning map.
Okay, come out. Who created that? Was that the company we hired to do that?
I believe that they created the initial map, but from that, in-house,
okay.
a land use map has been created.
Good.
Now, likely we need to go back and, you know, and verify a lot of things, verify a lot of items. One of the things I just want to make sure everybody understands, and I think the commission understands this, that this will be somewhat of I don't want to say a long-term process, but because of the public hearings involved, it will be a fairly lengthy process. In Christian County, we actually updated the comprehensive plan first, or the master plan first, and then came back and looked at the zoning regulations. My feel is at this point that we can bring this through just hand in hand, that we can basically look at both at the same time. I know there has been some concern, and understandably so, a component of this master plan is normally some type of future land use map, because really all the master plan is just a general guide as to where the citizens see the county over a period of time. It's not meant to be necessarily specific in any way, but the way we approached that in Christian County is we put together a very, very, very generalized future land use map. And when I say generalized, it wasn't parcel specific at all. We basically tried to identify things that we saw as future commercial corridors. So maybe your Highway 65, in Christian County, your Highway 160, things of that nature. But then the first zoning map, from my understanding, basically has to be based upon the existing use. And so if it's vacant, if it's agricultural, it would receive an agricultural designation. If it was a commercial use, of course, it would have to receive some type of commercial designation, and so on and so forth.
A question for you is, in Christian County, did you have a committee doing this future use, or was it just you?
Well,
not future. Yeah, the future use, the plan.
We really.
How did you? When you got the first preliminary draft, what was the what resources did you use from the community? I mean, Branson right now is doing their comp plan, and they've having town hall meetings and all these type of meetings to get input. That's my question is,
where'd your input come from?
Yeah.
The way we approached it, right or wrong, is we basically had meetings in each of the political townships, and at each one of those meetings, we basically sought the public input as far as, what we tried to start with was a strategic planning method. I think a lot of times they refer to it as a SWOT method, and it's basically just evaluating what do the people see as the county's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And we tried to base it on four main categories, but really you could base it on any four categories, you know, that you wanted to base it on. But we based it around economic development, quality of life, environmental concerns, and then transportation. And so we basically kind of had four task force or four mm-hmm. groups of people. And what we did is we really tried to put together their input at each one of these meetings. The other thing that we actually did is we actually had just very generalized county maps, believe it or not, and we actually had people try to identify in general terms areas that they foresaw as future commercial areas. But that was kind of our starting point, basically, and that's where we got most of our one of the things we heard repeatedly there, especially when it came to economic development, is a lot of people felt that Christian County had a unified development code book, and it, there are some definite differences, but it was very similar to the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And a lot of the public basically told us that they felt that the code book itself restricted some economic development, just because you didn't really have the ability to pre-zone land. You had to have a specific development proposal in mind, and then you're seeking approval for that development proposal. But you can't necessarily, if you're a developer with a system like this, you can't necessarily search out property that's zoned commercial, because it's so specific. You're asking approval more for a specific use or specific
right.
group of uses.
Right.
And so that was one of the things that really spurred us to amend our regulations, was the public basically told us, look, we feel like this is detrimental. But I really feel like it's, and like I said, I personally, and I need to bring in a copy of what they adopted in Christian County just to give you an idea. But I mean, this future land use map was very, very generalized. I mean, we did not want to get parcel specific. Another reason we didn't want to get parcel specific is there was, I had a little bit of a concern that if we had a rezoning application,
mm-hmm.
if we got parcel specific and somebody wanted to rezone something commercial, just for an example, they may say, well, in the future land use map, the parcel right next door is commercial, but not that one. And I don't think we ever want to get that specific. I think we just want to want to guide development. I don't think
the less specific the better, because
exactly.
really we've not talked a lot about the long range planning and all that, and so the less specific when it comes to that, because ultimately I understand where we're trying to get to, which is it makes common sense that corridors like 76,
yes.
there'll be some commercial development, there'll also be some agricultural development, and
yes.
over time that won't change, but there's also some other roads that have some possibility of improvements of commercial. But you know, I don't want is the planning, the long range planning part to overshadow the P&Z code book to a point where nothing gets accomplished, because there's a lot of education that that's going to be involved in this process, a lot, to do it right. And I just don't want for us to lose the focus of what we're trying to get to, which is a new code book first and foremost. At least that's from my perspective.
And that was one item that was a struggle in Christian County. It was a little bit of a struggle to just education-wise to differentiate between the master plan
mm-hmm.
and the code revision, the future land use map, and the zoning map. And it took a little while for everybody to become accustomed to what those items are and how they function together. And so you're exactly right.
Okay.
I mean, there was a lot of education involved. I guess one of the questions I had, one of the differences that we have in Taney County versus Christian County is whenever we were amending the regulations in Christian County, they had actually adopted their regulations, possibly inadvertently, under the traditional statutes. And so when we amended the regulations, we just approached it as a code amendment. My understanding here is, you know, Taney County has actually adopted the statutes for an alternative form. One of the things early on, I would feel At some point, I want to make sure and just make sure that my thinking and my understanding is correct with legal counsel, as far as it's been my understanding that we could hold a public meeting basically in each township, have a public meeting before the Planning and Zoning Commission, and then they would make a recommendation to the County Commission. But I just want to confirm, I'd like to confirm fairly early on that I'm on track with that, that I'm not off base.
Okay.
One of the other questions I had, and it's related but not directly, was about the inspector position. I didn't know, how we wanted to start that process or when or.
I just assume you could just have them both.
I'd hit him for two salaries. I would let him get away with that.
We obviously have a vacancy, and we haven't advertised for it yet. We obviously wanted to make sure you were on board before you brought somebody on. I'm fine with advertising it because that's ultimately he's going to do some of the interview, and we're going to interview.
Okay.
I think it'd be great if you could help with the job description. We have one from a past, but okay. I'd sure like to see yours because your responsibilities and duties may be different than what we have done in the past based off our code book, and you knowing where we're going to go to may require some other different skill set.
Okay.
That was my kind of thinking of why we haven't pushed that vacancy. It's definitely budgeted. It's in there. We didn't eliminate that fund at all.
I had someone, one person, and I may have a message on here. Got several.
Yeah, it's been an interesting day.
I need to see if that person called, because I think they only had today and tomorrow. They're serving as an electrician right now and doing a number of other things, but it would be at least someone, I think, that we could look at. I've got two or three names. I think that the names we discussed earlier are any that we want to pass to that position, but...
I think one thing that probably would help us is you working to get a job description. If you get it to Nikki then puts it in the format that we're used to seeing when we post positions. But that if you do that, then she can run it by us before we actually post it.
Okay. That'll be great.
But yeah, duties is really the biggest thing. We know what we can pay, but duties is probably the biggest thing that I want to make sure that if you're looking for skill set and construction background, if you're looking for, I don't know what, characteristic traits or skills that you're looking for, but if you could help put that together, that would be a big help.
Oh yeah, that's not an issue at all.
Okay, but yeah, we have the vacancy. So,
and I'll be honest, I really didn't have a lot else, and I didn't know if there were other questions as far as just in general terms the direction we were looking at, or
no, I mean. From my perspective, the first thing was, before the flood hit, was get that code book in compliance, make sure the staffing is what you want, how you want it, and then start looking on improvements. Just because we've done it that way before doesn't mean we need to do it that way in the future. So if you say, well, I have road standards, if it's a separate document, let's leave it separate unless you think there's benefits to putting it together. I think you said leave it separate. So... whatever you want, however you want to do it, don't just because we've always done it. I mean, we're open to everything. I think at this point, the town hall meeting from FEMA thing. I think that's probably the most pressing thing. You're going to have to juggle multiple jobs right now with that. But I need to talk to the organizer of that event on Thursday and see if we can reschedule that.
Okay.
I just don't think it'd be a very good situation for you to be in or me to be in there, just because I don't think we'll have the answers they're looking for. And we could have them 5 days later, so even postponing this thing for a little longer may help us all.
I agree with you. And I honestly, the biggest thing I'm a little fearful of is inadvertently giving misinformation.
Sure.
And that's I think, my biggest fear right now.
I can understand that. I don't have anything else for him.
No, and I think we're headed in the right direction. We've got a lot to do, and we've got a lot that needs worked on, obviously. I know this has really thrown a kink in what our plans were, but there was no avoiding this. This has to be done. And as far as
I'll give you a compliment.
The assessments.
I was at church on Sunday, and some guy who lives in Christian County goes to church in Taney County, came down and says, I can't believe you took the only good person in PNZ from Christian County. He said, when I heard he left, and then I heard he left to Taney County, he said, that bothered me. Just because, you know, he was making fun of me. But you obviously had a good reputation because they miss you already, it sounded like. So.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do.
So, but it's a big task, and we know that. If you need resources, you let us know. If there's something you're lacking, you know, the challenge you've got is your office is detached from us, so you don't see us every day, and we don't see you every day. But if you need something, you know to get a hold of us. And then obviously work with our staff. If you need cell phone numbers from us, if you just need to talk to us, just we're here. Just, you know, you've got a job and we got a job, but if you need something, you reach out and talk to us.
Well, I do appreciate it. I really do.
Good.
This is the one guy that I'm going to have contact you just to leave for.
Great. Okay. Well, I sincerely appreciate all your time and all your assistance on this. And like I said, I didn't have a lot formally prepared.
Well, we just felt like we cut you off early, so we wanted to make sure you had a chance to finish this up. So.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And those were some nice comments that your brother made about you. But
Cat's out of the bag.
It was his wife.
It was his wife.
Oh, man.
Joking. I don't know if we have anything else.
We don't have anything else scheduled. However, we did have, what was this, some extension of compensatory time?
Oh, we a while back, you're free to go.
Thank you very much.
During the winter months, we had road and bridge guys accumulate quite a bit of comp time, and we gave them a 90-day extension beyond the policy to use comp time. Well, the problem has been is that we had a flood,
right?
And they haven't been able to use the snowstorm, and now they got more comp time that they're not going to be able to use. Because if they do, we're going to be skeleton staff for a while. So I think what they're asking is, can we extend the policy for another 90 days, is how I understand it.
Why don't we pay some of the comp time?
We could.
I know from the Sheriff's Department that we had received notice from Jim, and I'd ask him to put together an invoice for all that time.
And that's
that also helps us to track it so that we can do it.
Right.
Retrieve it from FEMA.
I am. Let me ask.
Just a thought, certainly.
Well,
consider either one.
I want to make sure that there's not something else that we didn't know about.
Well, can we carry that particular thought over until Thursday morning with our others?
I can just have her repost it.
Well, it'll be with R&B, right? R&B road issue,
well,
for example.
It may not be just them comp time. I would assume it is. Maybe sewer. But yeah, we'll just repost it. Thursday.
All right. I don't have anything else.
I don't either, sir. Motion to adjourn for the day.
Second.
I don't
All those in favor say aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. Motion passed. And you're going to provide her with the information.